NFL season is inching closer and closer. Who are the contenders and who are the pretenders? We have four downs to figure out your team's future. It's time now for First and Goal on the Zach Gelb Show.
All righty, time to talk some Buffalo Bills right now and preview their upcoming season. We'll do so with the man that played for the Pittsburgh Steelers from 2016 to 2019, has been with the Bills as a linebacker and special teams captain since 2020. That, of course, is my pal from Temple University, the grade eight, Tyler Medikevich. Tyler, how are you?
Zach, what's going on, bud? I like that new intro you got there, huh?
Yeah, it's not bad. You know, people that have nice voices and have creative minds, they just end up making me sound a whole lot better than what I actually am. So we find a way to make it work. They definitely do, and they love the compliment. So I want to start you off on a serious note with DeMar Hamlin. We all remember, unfortunately, what happened on that Monday Night Football game against the Bengals. It's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my lifetime on a football field. To now just see DeMar not only back in the facility, but on the field, and he makes the team. This is just truly a remarkable story, an unbelievable story. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, Zach, words really, you really can't find the words to describe it, man. Just seeing him just around the building and just hanging out, doing everything, and not even talking about on the field. You know, I'm just talking about the fact that he's able to just walk around and do all that stuff. It's amazing, you know, and now that he's able to have the opportunity to get back out there on the field, I mean, I don't think we've ever seen anybody be able to do that, you know? And it's truly, truly, truly unbelievable.
Let's get to the next down. Tyler Medikevich here with us. So I see that Von Miller's not going to be able to start off the season on the field, but I want to ask you about what he brought to your football team last year. You being a big locker room guy, Von coming in, having won two Super Bowls, won a Super Bowl MVP. Just what's the value of a Von Miller to this football team, not only on the field but off the field?
Oh, having a guy like that is tremendous for your team. I mean, he knows what it takes. He's been through so much over the years, you know what I'm saying? And he brings all that knowledge, and he just tries helping all the guys. And it's crazy, just not even guys at his position, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a student of the game. He's trying to understand what the safeties are doing, what the linebackers are thinking. And honestly, it's pretty special watching him, you know, considering all the success he's had over the years.
Is getting him back healthy, is that the biggest key for you guys this season? Because once he unfortunately got hurt last year, I thought you guys lost a big part to your football team.
You know, I don't really know how you replace a guy like Von Miller. You know what I'm saying? Guys like him, you don't see too often. And the fact that we have a guy like him on our team, it's unbelievable. And we're so fortunate. But you definitely want to make sure he's 100%, you know, coming back from his injury and stuff. I mean, as you know, it's a long year, you know. Guys are playing football till January. Regular season's ended in January now, you know. Playoffs, all that stuff goes into February. So it's a long year. So you just want to make sure you're doing all the right stuff. Make sure he's 100%.
Let's get to the next down. Talking to Tyler Medikevich. Last year, you guys were everyone's Super Bowl pick. Now I know you hear the noise. People are questioning your coach. They're questioning your quarterback and wide receiver relationship. People are saying the Bills are no longer a Super Bowl contender. What's your message, Tyler, to people that are doubting the Buffalo Bills entering this season?
Oh, Zach, that stuff's just comical. You know what I'm saying? All that nonsense. You try not to pay attention to it and stuff like that. And shoot, we're just getting ready for the season. You know, like I said before, so it's a long year, man. And you just got to make sure you guys are gelling at the right time, hitting on the right time, all phases of the game. And that's an important thing. You know, you got to stay healthy too. It's a tough, every week is a grind. Every week is a battle. It doesn't matter who you're playing. You know you're in for a dogfight. So we could sustain that stuff all year, you know, we'll be in a great, great position by the end of the season.
And you guys have been right there for the last few years. You talked about the health. That's the biggest part of this. If you guys are healthy, what type of football team do you feel like you have?
Oh, I mean, man, we got a special team, you know. I think, if anything, it's been unfortunate the last 3 years, you know, how every year has ended. But, I mean, we got such a core group of guys still here and that have been through the ringer and stuff like that. And just we really just tried to learn from it, man. And I think we got the right guys in the building right now that are just all bought in, ready to do whatever it takes. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to let the guy next to them down. So hopefully we can hold up that Super Bowl championship at the end of the year.
You played in Pittsburgh. We know how loyal the fans are in Pittsburgh. But I've never seen an NFL fan base more loyal than the Bills Mafia. You know what Bills fans want. They eventually want to hoist that Lombardi trophy. But how do you kind of look back at the impact the Buffalo community has kind of had on your life these last few years?
Oh, dude, it's been absolutely amazing. Shoot, the neighbors will be freaking making us dinner. They're all waiting for us when we come home from home games and stuff. Shoot, they were digging people out when we had 6 feet of snow. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure, shoot, it was on Christmas, man, when we played Chicago, when we ended up finally getting back. They were shoveling out cars at the airport. People were on Christmas for like 10-plus hours. So, I mean, if that doesn't tell you what Bills Mafia thinks of the Buffalo Bills, man, I don't know what does.
And let's get to the final down. Tyler Medikevich from the Buffalo Bills here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Everyone's going to be watching that first game of the season. You have the Bills and the Jets. It's on Monday Night Football, right? Aaron Rodgers' debut with the Jets. You have to go up and defend him. Just what do you kind of see on paper of that Jets team this year?
Oh, man, they look awesome. You know, they got a great team. They did a great job this offseason and stuff, trying to get their team better than what it was the year before. But, I mean, I think we got a pretty good team too, Zach. You know, I'm pretty jacked up. I know all these guys are fired up. You know, training camp's coming, came to an end. You know, we finally got this team where we wanted and just ready to take off for the season, man. And, I mean, I know they're jacked up. I know I'm fired up. I can't wait. It's going to be September 11th, you know what I'm saying? At MetLife, it's going to be rocking.
Well, Tyler, good luck this upcoming season. Good health. Right? You're all right? I saw you're off the pup lift. You're a pup list. You're a full go now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're back out there. We're running around.
Well, music to my ears. Good luck this season. We appreciate it, Ty.
I appreciate it, Zach. I'll talk to you, bud.